May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. We have been trusted by the Master, and in the Master we place our trust. In his infinite mercy, goodness, and love, the Master, the Lord of heaven and earth, has trusted us. We have been entrusted with creation, with life, with faith, and with the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. We have been trusted by the Master, dear brothers and sisters, and in the Master we place our trust. The Master has trusted us with the treasures of the kingdom. We have been trusted with the treasure so that we can build up the kingdom. For the glory of the Master and the building up of his kingdom, the Master has invited us to join in his work. For our good and for the building up of the kingdom among us, we have been trusted with the treasure. We have, in fact, dear brothers and sisters, been trusted by the Master with the most precious of the treasures of the kingdom. We have been trusted by the Master with treasure that was worth the life of the Son of God. The Master has trusted us with each other. Each of us is a unique, precious, and unrepeatable demonstration of the love of God. Each of us was created in the image and likeness of God. Each of us is part of the treasure of the kingdom, and each of us has a part in the building up of the treasure of the kingdom. At the call of God, men and women entrust themselves to each other in the bond of marriage. In the providence of God, children are entrusted to parents, and parents are entrusted to their children. At the invitation of God, men and women entrust themselves to God through his church for the proclamation of the faith and the building up of his kingdom. And in the mercy of God, and because of his great goodness, the Master entrusts part of his flock to a young shepherd. And a young shepherd is entrusted to his flock. Here is the treasure of the kingdom. Here we will build up the treasure of the kingdom. Here we will grow together, trusting in the care of the Master. We have been trusted by the Master, and in the Master we place our trust. The servants in the parable were given a share in the Master's money. We have been given a share in the Master's life. He has made us sharers in the life of God. He has counted us worthy to stand in his presence and to serve him. We have been trusted, dear brothers and sisters, with the treasures of the kingdom. The Master has trusted us with each other. Let us place our trust in the Master and share in the Master's joy. Amen.